Okay, Stage Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast, which Purple Project Podcast Daily, part of the Purple Project Podcast, where we cover all things Kansas State athletics here on this almost another 100 degree day in August. August 4th, 2022. Yes, I just got off of work. And I got a baseball game to catch, important one to catch, so I'm going to try to make this quick. And then, of course, after that baseball game, me and my co-host Alex Aiden, who is also a K-State alumna graduate like myself, co-host for since the beginning of this podcast, me and him will get together, getting our recording Thursdays back, beginning this week, record 112 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which will be out. Let's see, either probably on Saturday. We'll keep it like that, and then we'll move it back to Fridays. That's been the goal, obviously, in season. We're not in season yet. All episodes so far this summer have been posted on Saturday nights, but once the season closes in, the weekly edition will be back on Friday afternoon slash early evening prior to, of course, high school football and whatnot. Of course, you can download this leading up to every K-State football game this Saturday. We're going to get away from the football real fast. Basketball, and I'm doing this as Jerome Tang is speaking to the media right now. Obviously, he is, for those of you who have been not been paying attention by now, if you have not, then I don't know where you guys have been, or ladies and gentlemen, Jerome Tang, the new head coach, basketball coach of Kansas State, is speaking to the K-State media right now, and obviously, 9 new players, including, there's a couple of transfers here and there, so I believe they're the same transfers as last year in Bruce Weber's final year when he brought in two transfers, and then, of course, the falling out of the Bruce Weber era, and everybody pretty much is gone except the leaders of this team now, Marquise Noel, who transferred in last year, along with Ishma Shood, right? So we got a little update with basketball. Right now, you're getting this sort of live right now. Jerome Tang saying that obviously he wants to keep the trend the way that Bruce Weber wanted it, right? Defensive rebounding, and of course, rebounding itself. Obviously, when you look at the stack roster, it's full of size and length. We talked about this throughout the summer on this podcast. If you're new to the show, of course, welcome on board. If you're a K-State fan, welcome on board to the Pro Project Podcast. And if you're interested in learning more about our content, please go back and check out our summer episodes of this podcast, which includes a couple of guests. I am hoping to reach out to at least 2 more folks before the 2022 football season arrives. So that is still in play for sure. When the calendar turns September, I'm hoping to get at least 2 more special guests on this podcast before the season starts. Because once that season starts, we're going boom, 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 boom with content for you guys as well. But I'm hopeful to get 2 more at least on this podcast for sure. So that's what I'm striving for this podcast. But definitely there are special guest episodes that you are going to love. So definitely make sure you check that out as well. But yes, defensive rebounding. And rebounding, playing defense and rebounding are the main focus of this team. There is the Rodney Perry daily up right now that was I posted Tuesday. Yes, they're starting to cram one big purple bubble. And he said the same thing. Well, including he said a little bit about the offense as well, but Jerome Tang, his main focus. Obviously, he wants to keep that trend going to what Bruce Weber had it for a decade. Play defense and rebound. And then, of course, in the preseason, Jerome Coach Tang said, hey, we're just going to have to figure it out on the fly. And we're all going to figure this thing out together because, obviously, we know what 2 players bring to the table with Marquise Noel, right? He's done a tremendous job taking that leadership role, okay, right? So now, the next thing for him, he needs to be a little bit smarter with the basketball. You can't be doing his hero ball. And I'm pretty sure Jerome Tang, he's going to be hardest players. He already said, he said it in the introductory press conference, right, from the get-go. He wants to be hard, but at the same time, hey, we want to keep this thing as a family, right? At the end of the day, I love you like I love you like a son and all that stuff. But on the court, I can't say anything more until we get these guys, this team, later on this fall, on the basketball court together and really evaluate, start to kind of look around a little bit and see who these guys are, obviously. So we got a couple of SEC transfers, whatnot. Cam Carter, which Alex is high on. I get after him jokingly. Cam Carter, Jarrell Colbert, you know, and Tosh Manning. We have not really talked about him much on this podcast. Jerome Tang mentioned him in his little media press conference, saying that Tosh Manning has been a big surprise for this team so far in summer workouts / coming in the fall, right? So that's good to hear as well. He mentions that Tosh gives great effort in practice and even hit the game winner in a recent scrimmage this past week. So Tosh Manning getting things done, and again, this is a good sign. I mean, you're gonna have to have guys step up. You're gonna have to have guys step up in this thing, in this deal, right? So this can't be, if this K-State team looks to kind of take that next step. I ain't saying they're gonna win the Big 12 conference. I ain't saying all that, but they're gonna take the next step to be competitive. And that's really the whole goal. And obviously, our podcast has been campaigning, get Brandon Lynch back to the Akadama Doom. That's what Coach Tang, this coaching staff, has done a tremendous job to this point. The players have activated it, have preached it to social media and everything else like that. Let's get this thing back. To do that, of course, you got to win basketball games first. That's what you got to do. Beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. Do that. And compete. I mean, hey, just compete, man. Just do what you got to do, and everything's going to be okay. And again, I can't say anymore. I'm going to do until we see the Tosh Mannings, the Cam Carters. I don't have the list in front of me right now, and others. The Naquan Tomlins of the world, you know what I'm saying? So get those guys. And obviously, when you look at this basketball game, this entire roster, it screams length. So, but the question is, who's going to score the basketball? So, again, taking away Noel and Masud for a second, who out of these transfers is going to score the basketball? That's the question. And maybe is Tosh Manning the answer? Hey, so far, he might be the answer. We'll have to see about that as well. But, and also to kind of to, as we wrap things up on this daily edition of the podcast, Jerome Tang saying that we are going to be fun to watch. He didn't say, he didn't make any big time predictions or whatnot, but he did make one thing. We're going to be fun to watch this year, and I hope so. I hope so for all. I speak for all of K-State Nation. I hope so, man, for sure. Obviously, we know the K-State football gearing up. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch, especially that offense led by the offensive coordinator, Klon Klein. Woo! They're going to be fun to watch this year. I hope that same goes with Jerome Tang basketball team. So there's a lot of questions to be asked, to be answered. We're going to find out in a couple months what that men's basketball team. But Jerome Tang, he's made it fun to watch him take leadership, obviously, of this team. Not only that, the fitness fan base here as well. Just be a leader here in Manhattan, Kansas. And that's what I've been very impressed by head coach Chang and what he's been able to do. But the biggest question, what is this basketball team able to do on the basketball court? We're going to find out here in a couple of months for sure. But it's good to see at least somebody stand out among no transfers. Tosh Manning was here last year under Bruce Weber, and now he's getting a shot to play. And so far, so good. So Jerome Tang on the call here. I don't think that's all. We'll be recording here in a few hours of the Purple Patriot Podcast weekly. We'll have more, but it's going to be another football jam-packed edition of the podcast coming to you this week. And for probably the last couple of times on the podcast, today's daily is brought to you by AutoFest 2022, the Rally in the Valley in 2 days. Yes, 2 days. It's going down West Side, Manhattan, Kansas, the inaugural car show event for those folks. Make sure you, if you get to meet some of those folks out there who are in charge. I know there's three of them. I'm not going to mention their names because I don't have my, again, I don't have my sheet in front of me right now. Make sure you tell them to thank you as well. And then make sure you tell the Pro Project Podcast sent you over there, especially you listening in the listening area, Manhattan, Jefferson City, Waumego. There are a lot of car shows going on this summer as well. So, they wanted us specifically to promote their show, Car Show Honest Podcast. So we've been very fortunate to do that as well. So definitely give them a shout. Give us a shout to them as well. I'm hoping to plan out a post reaction to this event in a future weekly edition of the podcast for sure. So definitely thank them for coming out for sure. There are a lot of car shows going on, but this weekend specifically, car show going down West Side of Manhattan, Kansas. You know where it's at? West Side of Manhattan, Kansas. Parking lot, Midwest Car Collection Center, baby. Out there, West Side. That's going to be near the Wildcat Tire and Lube place out here. If you're new, if you're not familiar with the Manhattan area, you're coming from out of town, definitely make sure you search. If you're a listener to this podcast, if you're not, make sure you go back and scroll back in the archives. Rally in the Valley is a daily on that with more information on that. I'll be mentioning that again tonight with the full details. Tonight, going down Saturday, registration begins at 8. Everything else in between with awards at 4. So you want to bring your car down here to get registered, try to win the thing. The Midwest Car Collection Center is a place to be. Rally in the Valley. I will not be here. I got a booked weekend. The plan was to go out there for a little bit and speak to those folks, but I have a weekend. I'll be going to KC this weekend, so that's not going to happen. I'm hoping to reconvene with those folks sometime here for a post report. And a big thank you for those guys. But definitely make sure you check those guys out as well. And Kansas 2022. That's our next gig in St. George, a big-time festival going down. St. George, Kansas, for my good buddies of mine from the Backroads Broadcasting as well. That's September 10th, second weekend of football season. That is Missouri week. You might as well say that hate week for K-State as well. So we're going to be chopping that up a little bit as well. So we're going to be going from one to the next here, coming up at you here on the Pro Project Podcast. And if you want to be a sponsor for the podcast coming up, anticipated fall sports season, and maybe some golf in there as well, definitely can DM me at Eddie_3G. You want to become a sponsor for this podcast, then you got to be too fancy or not. You want to be a part of what's been a growing success so far for this K-State podcast. Pro Project Podcast is to do it. Just DM me on Twitter at Eddie_3G. I've been getting a lot of follows. K-State follows as late as well. So appreciate the follows as well. Man, woo! Time to get in that AC, baby. This is another wrap or another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books. Again, if you haven't noticed, we are now as football and football, volleyball, soccer, golf, and basketball really start to ramp up here. We are ramped up, full go, all system go, everyday coverage of K-State sports coverage here on this podcast, baby. So if you're wanting more K-State content to your dinner plate, definitely make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast for more original K-State content. That's going to do it for me on this edition, on this Thursday edition of the podcast. Go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.